Parsha Metzora, we have naturally the laws of Tzarat. Zot yeh Torah Tametzora b'yom Tzarato v'val Kohen. This is what the Metzora, the guy has Tzaras, this is what has to do, v'val Kohen. He's brought to the Kohen. And then the pasuk continues. The Kohen should go out of the machane to look at him. Wait a minute. In the same pasuk, it says he should be brought to the Kohen, and then it says the Kohen should go out to look at him. So which one? Who goes to whom? Does the Mitzorah go? Oh, could be the first time. Could be. But what if he's? So there are some explanations. It could be, like you're saying, maybe the first time, especially if he's Kava Mitzorah Muzgar, he can't come the second time, so the Kohen has to go to him. That's an explanation. The Sforno has an explanation that sort of bridges the gap. They meet halfway. Sforno Perish and Mitzori Avol Makom Karov Chutz L'Machane Shechol HaKohen B'Chavod B'li Rav Torah Lech L'Roto. You're making this poor Kohen come out to see your Tzarat, so why should he have to go so far out of the Machane? So why don't you meet him at the edge of the camp? That's sort of a middle stance there that the Sforno suggests. But the Ber Yosef points out something interesting. First of all, there's a din, by the way, that it has to be the same Kohen. The same Kohen who said you were tummy is the same Kohen who was mitar you. But he points out that if you focus carefully on the laws of the Tzarat, the laws of Tzarat are dependent on the Machane, that you have to go out of the Machane, and you're not allowed in the Machane. But what is considered the Machane? So when it comes to this, the Mishnah in Kalim tells us that Ayarot Hamukafot Choma Mekudashot Mimena Shalchim Mitochan HaMetzoraim. Walled cities were consecrated in that a Metzora can't enter them. Why? Because that was one of the roles that Yehoshua had when he conquered the land, that he took all the Ayarot Mukafot Choma B'Kedushan Machane Yisrael. So not all of Eretz Yisrael has this Kedusha. Certainly, other cities that aren't Mukafot Choma don't have this. So he says, wait a minute. That means you could have a Metzora who can enter the city, you can enter cities that aren't walled, but he can't enter the cities that are walled. So maybe, if you have a Kohen who lives in a walled city, so we tell the Kohen, hey, you live in a walled city, the guy can't come back to you, and he has to go to you specifically, because you were the Kohen who said he's Tameh, so now you're the only one who could say he's Tahor, and he can't come to you because you live in a walled city. So you go out of the city. But if the Kohen happens to live in an unwalled city, so don't make the Kohen schlep out, the Metzora could go and visit the Kohen himself. So why would that be true, though? That's a strange din. That matters. That this same person, this Metzora, you get out of here. You have to go out of the town. You can't be here. But yeah, you can be here if it's a certain kind of town and not the other ones. That he's sent out of Mukafot Choma only. What would that be? So for that, you have to understand. Why do we say you get Tzarat? What's the Isser that you violated? Yes? Said it? Lashon Hara, right? You get Tzarat for Lashon Hara. Well, we have a few Mamre Chazal about why that should be true. Because if you think about it, look how Hashem made your body. All your other, everything you have to do in your life, you have your hands. Your hands aren't inside your body. They're outside your body. So you want to touch, you want to throw, you want to bang, you want to punch, you want to shoot. Use your hands. They're outside your body. Your eyes are pretty exposed. Your tongue does its work inside your mouth. Not only is it inside your mouth, it's guarded by teeth and guarded by lips. You have all these guards around your mouth to remind you, stop talking. Stop saying Lashon Hara. Don't keep saying these bad things about other people. And therefore, it's like your tongue is mukafot choma. I don't know if I grammatically did that right. It's mukaf choma, or okay, but it's surrounded by walls. So maybe by the Metzora having to know these rules of, well, the Kohen has to come out to me because he lives in a world of Mukhavet Choma, and I can go to him because he lives in a one that's not Mukhavet Choma. You're going to be thinking, Mukhavet Choma, what does that remind me of? Oh, that reminds me of my own mouth. And my own mouth, I shouldn't have spoken so much Lashon Hara. And therefore, as Mida Keneged Mida, for not guarding my mouth properly with the walls it does have, I have this special din of the tzarat that I can't go to see the Kohen inside such a walled city. That'll remind me, oh, I shouldn't have spoken Lashon Hara, I need to do tshuva, and therefore that will affect the tshuva process necessary for you to become tahor from this tzarat. And therefore, it's midah keneged midah, and your oncho kemidat chaltol the shalchom mechutz l'machane. You are sent out of the machane because you let your tongue go out of its quote-unquote barrier, boundaries, gates, and therefore that is, and just like Yeshua made holy all the ayarot b'kofar choma, so you should have had holiness in your mouth to have not done such a thing. There are similar ideas regarding the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash and its walls, and learned from that there's roles of being in a Beit Knesset. You're not considered inside the Beit Knesset until you go past two boundaries. You're not considered inside the walls of the Beis HaMikdash two boundaries. So all those ideas are to give us this idea of the boundaries and the sanctity to be expected for things that are guarded and protected. And that's all those laws about the Beis HaMikdash and the Shul are all connected back to this idea about your mouth. Your mouth should be used for what it's supposed to be used. It's supposed to be used to make people feel better. It's supposed to be used to talk Torah. It's supposed to be used to be encourage people and encourage people and build people up and not have to build people down. That's the lesson. The lesson is Zotia Torah Metzora, Muvala Kohen, Viatzal Kohen. Which one? Am I brought to the Kohen or does he come out to me? Ah, sometimes you go to him. Sometimes he comes out to you. Why? Because sometimes he's behind a wall. A wall? Aha! That's supposed to trigger in you the reminder that you let your tongue out of its cage and did what it wasn't supposed to do. So we should remember that and be careful with our tongues, guard our tongues from speaking evil, and be zocha to not have those punishments that befall those who speak Lashon Hara.